responsibilities. Nadia. Sorry. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Text 59. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottama. Devim Saraswati Vyasa. Tato Jaya Mudire. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Sloke. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Text 59. Responsibility, please. Nadya, the veins, Asya, of the universal form, Nirabhidyanta, became manifested, Tabhya, from them, Lohitam, blood. Abhruta was produced. Nadya, the rivers. Tata, from that. Samabhavan appeared. Udaram, the stomach. Nirabhidya became manifested. Nadyasya nira vidyanta. Tabhyo lohita abhrutam. Nadyastata samabhavan. Udaram. Nirabhidyata. Nadyasya nirabhidyanta.
Nadyasya nirabhidyanta.
Tabhyo lohitam abhrutam. Nadyastata samabhavan. Udaram nirabhidyata. Nadyasya nirabhidyanta.
Nadyasya nirabhidyanta.
Tabhyo lohitam abhrutam.
Tabhyo lohitam abhrutam.
Nadyastata samabhavan.
Nadyastata samabhavan.
Udaram nirabhidyata.
Udaram nirabhidyata.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The veins of the universal body became manifested, and thereafter the red corpuscles or blood. In their wake came the rivers, the deities presiding over the veins, and then appear an abdomen responsibly placed. The veins of the universal body became manifested, and thereafter the red corpuscles of blood in their wake came. The rivers, the deity presiding over the veins, and then appeared an abdomen, purport by His Divine Grace. Blood veins are compared to the rivers. When the veins were manifested in the universal form, the rivers in the various planets were also manifested. The controlling deity of the rivers is also the controlling deity of the nervous system. In Ayurvedic treatment, those who are suffering from the disease of nervous instability are recommended to take a bath by dipping into a flowing river. Om Jnana Timirandasya ज्ञानांजनसलकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेना तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं प्राप्तमिव भूतले स्वरूपकदानं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे हरे The veins of the universal body became manifested, and thereafter the red corpuscles of blood. In their wake came the rivers, the deity presiding over the veins. And then appeared an abdomen. So chapter entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature. So Lord Kapila is explaining the philosophy of Sankhya to his mother here, Deputy. So, fundamental principle of material nature. So, material nature was originally produced by the Lord to fulfill the desires, material desires, of living entity. Right from the beginning of creation, very beginning, Lord and living entity were simultaneously existing because they are eternal, both living entity and Lord. Being spiritual, they are eternal. And over a period, or right in the beginning, there were two kinds of living entity. Lord and living entity of two kinds. One is conditioned and one was ever liberated. So ever liberated living entity, they chose to be with Lord. They chose to obey the Lord. They chose to enjoy with the Lord. They surrender to the Lord, in other words. And a rebellious living entity, they try to become an enjoyer and a competitor of the Lord. So, in this chapter, the description of these kind of living entities is given. Because the rebellious living entity had independent desire to enjoy, that enjoyment is called material enjoyment. Anything we separate from the Lord, it becomes material, matter, maya. So living entity, they had a separate desire from the Lord. That means their desire is material desire, because it is separate with the desire than Lord. So, what to do? In order to fulfill material desire of rebellious living entities, Lord has to produce material nature, which is described in this chapter. So material desires can only be fulfilled by matter, by material things. And it is separated, the desire is separated from the Lord. It is not in tune with the Lord. Independent desire. I want to be enjoyed. I want to enjoy. So because it is separated desire, then Lord has to fulfill material desire of living entity. How to do it? How it can be done? This is a question. How it can be done? Spiritual living entity, no problem. It is synchronized with Lord's desire. And everything spiritual is available to those living entity. But material desires, enjoying separate from the Lord, Lord has to create material world, material desire, separated desire, separated world, than Lord's world. That is matter, maya, material, illusion, fantasy, darkness, ignorance, agyanta. Lord has to create all these things. Because the living entity has separate desire than the Lord's. Anything we separate from Lord is maya, material. So, Lord had to create separate world. So, originally everything was spiritual. All of a sudden, Lord has to put living entity into darkness. So then some cloud in the creation, some cloud was formed. And under this cloud, it's a cell potency, not chit potency, spiritual potency, but illusory potency. So under this cloud, all this material nature. So Krishna, he is the original personality of Godhead. Swayam Rupe Swayam Krishna, Dui Rupe Spurti, Swayam Rupe Krishna, Ekam Vraje Ekamurti. Swayam Rupe Swayam Krishna, Vraje Gopamurti. So original personality of Godhead, eternal, in Vraja is covered boy. So he had to create something material which is dirty, but he has no other word than to enjoy with his intimate pure devotees such as gopis, mother, father, friends and his servants, his eternal abode. So he doesn't want to get into this illusory potency himself. He expanded himself into Balaram. Balaram expanded into first Chaturvyu, Vasudev Sankarsam, Pratyamana Niruddha. From that Sankarsam, again second quadruple expansion in Vaikuntha Lokas. And from that, Mahasankarsam. The first Purusha called Karuna Daksha Vishnu manifest. So this is material, now it is material world. Karuna Daksha Vishnu, Karuna Samudra, is lying down into the causal ocean as Karuna Daksha Vishnu. And then material, this chapter begins from that. That Karuna Daksha Vishnu in his abdomen, within him, all these 24 elements, 25 elements, they were 26 with Jiva, including Jiva, they were lying in this Virat Purush, you can call Virat Purush, you can call Mahavishnu or Karuna Daksha Vishnu, same personality. So within Karuna Daksha Vishnu, all these things is lying, and then Lord has to further create everything for living entity to enjoy Mother Nature, enjoy separate from Krishna, enjoy illusory enjoyment. So illusion has to be created. So how to do that? The living entity has this material desire, enjoying separate from Krishna. So for fulfilling material desire, Lord has to create material body, material senses, material mind, material intelligence, material, everything material, separate from Krishna. separate from his abode. So, this is all because a living entity has a material desire, and Lord wants to fulfill that material desire. So what to do? He had to create first material body for spiritual rebellious living entity. So material body he had to create to enjoy matter. So he has to produce matter, he has to produce material senses, material mind, material intelligence. And he has to produce material world, object of the material senses, in order to enjoy material way. So there we go. This is the only way. A living entity, rebellious, had entertained, material desires, separate from the Lord, then separate world has to be created for this kind of living entity, which is compared with the jiva. The jiva is a correction center for the rebellious citizens, or for the culprit, for the thieves, for the illusory people, rebellious people, rebellious to king. He has to produce jiva in order to correct them. Correction center. So, this material world is compared as a correction center. And what is that correction? That correction means a living entity is vimukh, living entity is adverse to Krishna. So, the correction is that living entity should turn his face back to Krishna, back to home, back to Godhead. So this is connection. So, in order to correct living entity, there has to be distresses, there has to be senses which experiences distresses or illusory happiness. So, Lord has to create material world, object of the senses. Object of the senses. Sabda, sparsh, rupa, ras, gandha. So, touch, sabda, the sound. Sabda, sparsh, touch, rup, form. Sabda, sparsh, rup, ras, taste, gandha, smell. So, if these are there, then how living entity can enjoy them? The beauty or taste, illusory, everything. How can living entity can enjoy sabda, sparsh, rupa, ras, gandha? Variety. Many fold gandha. Gandha means smell. Many different kind of holes. Airports are filled with this different perfumes and so many things. Variegatedness. Sound, many sounds. Rock and roll music, kirtan, this, that. So many sounds. Varieties. Variety is mother of enjoyment. So many sounds has to be created. So many forms has to be created. Illusory forms. So living entity can enjoy. So many touch, heat, cold, skin, sex, all these things in order to enjoy materially, illusory. So the object of the senses were created for living entity who is in material consciousness to enjoy this matter, all variegatedness, variegated objects had to be produced. And to enjoy this variegated object, the material senses has to be produced. Akanda, jitocha, eyes, nose, ear, tongue, skin. So then, how this knowledge acquiring senses will function? Then the karmendriya, all other limbs of the body have to be created. So then, karmendriya, the action, the organs for executing action were produced. And there is heart, hand, legs, and guda means evacuating senses, prajnendriya means genitals, reprocreating senses. Then warning, speech has to be produced. So then it became a body, material body of these senses, the knowledge acquiring senses and action senses. So then it became a material body. And material body also has so many varieties, because some living entity likes to smell, some like to eat stool, some like to eat all these rajagun, tamagun, and sattvagun. So all varieties have to be produced. So devi esha gunam nahi manumaya. So guna has to produce all these three gunas. And every senses has their sense object into these three modes and combination of those modes and combination, permutation, combination and varieties. So much variety, so much entanglement. That's what happened. These modes means entanglement has to be produced in order to materially enjoy. I'm just giving this synopsis how this Sankhya philosophy came about. How Lord has to create all these things. Why He had to create. So, modes of material nature were created. There are no modes of material nature in spiritual world. It's all above Turiya. Above three modes of material nature, three gunatit, spiritual nature, absolute nature. Everything over there can give us every enjoyment that anything can give. Kalpavriksha. One apple, kalpavriksha, can give us apple and all other fruits. Same tree. Everything we can get. Absolute. But here, everything has to be in a variegated material way. Not absolute. Three modes of material nature. So, just to fulfill material desire of a living entity who is rebellious, Lord has to create material body and material object and material enjoyment, material consciousness, everything material. And that is the material nature, fundamental principles of material nature, entanglement, maya. So living entities are entangled in material world. So then, Lord Kapila, after describing all this material creation at the end, is saying how to get out of this entanglement. So then philosophy starts. And there are so many philosophers. Six philosophers, the chief one. Gautama, Vaisheshika, and Vyasadeva. Six of them. So here Kapila has a Sankhya philosophy. Every philosopher has their own philosophy. And philosophy starts with four basic mistresses. What starts with beyond food, whatever, suffering. Basic, the philosophy starts with suffering. The living entity is suffering in this material world. It can be birth, death, old age, disease, adhidevik, adhibhautik, adhyatmik, klesh. It can be kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. Suffering. The living entity in material world is suffering. So every philosopher has to accept this fact. This living entity in material world is suffering. So here Sankhya philosophy is accepting that. And Sankhya philosophy is explaining how this material world is created, how material world can be enjoyed materially with mind, intelligence, false ego, material body. It explains. Vaisheshika philosophy explains differently. Vyasadeva is explaining a little, but the principles of all philosophy, all religion, remains the same. They are all different. Muslims have their philosophy, Christians have their philosophy. In Hinduism there are so many philosophers. And we are following Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is our philosopher. So this philosophy starts with this point, that living entity in material world is suffering. This is true. This is truth. And living entity is entangled in this material world. And there is another word, parastasmastu bhavo anya vyakta vyakta sanatana. Beyond this material nature, there is another bhava, another nature, which is spiritual nature. Visante tadantaram. That living entity is suffering in this material world, and there is another world, spiritual world, where there is no suffering. So all philosophy, all religion will bring us to the same point. We are suffering here, let's get out of here. How to get out of here? From here? So different processes. The yoga, karma, jnana, dhyana, and Muslim, and Christian, and Hindus, and they all have their philosophy to get out of this material world. So in Hinduism, also in Vedic texts, there are many processes. Meditation, worship, and yoga, and yajna, and austerities, and so many things. So here Kapila Dev is establishing Bhakti Yoga, a real Bhakti Yoga is establishing. And then later on, so many Acharya came, so many original Acharya is Shankaracharya, Shankara, and Chatrakumar, and Lakshmi, and Brahma, there is a philosophy, Brahma has a philosophy, and then in Brahma, Vaishnava Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya came, and he found this easiest method in this day and age to attain the spiritual realm again, spiritual world again, to go back to home, back to God again, to unite with Krishna again. The easiest method he found is congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And it is easy. And Prabhupada even made it more simple. He said, chanting, dancing and feasting. Very simple. You can become blissful by that. You don't need yoga, tapa, and havana, and big elaborate deity worship, and so many vratas, and so much austerity, so much penances, and so much everything. Lord Chaitanya made it simple, and Prabhupada made it even more simple. 16 hours. It was 128. It was 64. And then came 16. And then Prabhupada on top gave guarantee that if somebody throughout life, if we can chant 16 rounds and follow four regular principles, anything like it, I will stand in the back door of Vaikuntha and enter. Illegal entry. Forced entry. So this is to escape from material world. Prabhupada has made simplest possible. Nothing can be simple than this chanting, dancing and feasting. What can be more simple? Nothing can be more simple. So prasadam is waiting. I'll stop here. I think it is 5 minutes. Is it? When are we supposed to stop?
8:30.
So I'll stop for question and answers. Any question? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much for the class. I was just thinking, maybe I misheard or misunderstood. You said that Karan, Dakshaya, Vishnu, and Mahavishnu, and Virat Purusha are the same.
Yeah.
But for some reason I thought Virat Purusha is like for one universe, like a universal form.
Yeah.
When Mahavishnu is like...
In Karana Samudra, causal ocean.
Yeah. So Virat Purusha and Mahavishnu...
Virat Purusha is a manifestation of the whole universe. Yeah. He manifested the universe. It originates from there. All elements and all rains and these rivers and oceans and everything from there. So it is a temporary manifestation. But it didn't come into being unless Lord enters into it. All these other slokas coming that still didn't come into being. Then Lord enters into it, and the whole material world came into being. So maybe I'm wrong saying Virat Purusha and Karma Daksha Vishnu is same. Of course not, but it's all the universal form. That is Virat Purusha. Isn't it?
Yeah. And Mahavishnu is always lying in the
cosmos. Mahavishnu is?
Always.
It's Karma Daksha Vishnu.
Yeah. Is he always lying in the cosmos?
Yes, cosmos.
So he doesn't just manifest, he's always there.
Yeah, he's always there. And from the pores of his body, unlimited universes come out. Material creation takes place. Any other question or explanation or comment or yes?
Well, you mentioned that this because of our material desire, Krishna made this material world. So having a little bit of bhakti and bhagavata and understanding the listening of them every day, we come to understanding, okay, this is the material world and we have to go back to the spiritual world and we need to perform our bhakti properly. So having understanding that also, every time mind, you know, plays around, we do this, do that, we always give you two options, and most of the time intelligence fails. So to the mind ourselves back again and again and to keep up the answers and bhakti.
So the question is, or comment?
That question, that how do we keep up that enthusiasm or the understanding that, okay, I am a spiritual being and I am supposed to be a spiritual being or the aware of the material things.
Rupa Goswami advises that utsah niche thirya tata tata karma pravartana sangatyaga satavrutte sarvim bhakti prasiddhati. Six things. We have to practice these six things day in and day out. We have to keep enthusiasm. We have to associate with advanced devotees, satavrutte. We have to keep strong determination, utsaha nichay dhiraj, patience, and tata tata karma pravartanat, sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam vachanam vandanam sakya. Dasyam Atmani Vedana. Practice. That is tata tata karma pravartana. Sangatyaga. Give the companies of non-devotees and associate with devotees. Satavrutte. Following the footsteps of previous acharya. We have to practice these six things. Devotional service must be executed with utmost enthusiasm. That enthusiasm comes from associating with enthusiastic devotees. So, Rupa Goswami gave us good instruction. That's how we can keep ourselves in fire of devotion. Any other question? Yes, Maya.
You were saying like technology material war is created to satisfy our material desires. But like, how to understand that in the spiritual world where we all were originally, how do those material desires come? If everything is spiritual.
Okay, I knew that it will come to our origin. So there is a book written by GBC boy. That book is called Our Origin. But to answer that, there were originally rebellious living entity right from the beginning, simultaneously with the Lord. So this rebellious living entity has to reform. The eternally liberated Nitya Siddha living entity in spiritual world, they never fall. Their consciousness never become polluted. Tadagatvana nivartante tada dhamma paramama. Having gone there, nobody comes back again. But originally, the rebellious living entity, we were never in that spiritual consciousness, ever. They are into material world. And they have to reform their consciousness. The going back to home, back to Godhead means reforming our consciousness. We can be in back to home, back to Godhead devotee, being here also by our consciousness. That is our consciousness. Fall down of living entity means fall down of consciousness. So, why fall? Because living entity is minute, very small in nature, Mahatman and Duratma or minute living entity. A pure devotee never falls, Mahatma. But marginal living entities, Vedavid Prakash, Jivarasuru Poe Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Nityadas, What is the second line? That Veda Vid Prakash. Sometimes here, sometimes there. Veda Vid Prakash. Jivina Surupahi Krishna Vintidas. Jiv Tatastu Sakti, Veda Vid Prakash. Jiv Tatastu Sakti, Veda Vid Prakash. So, in order to completely answer this question, I would say our origin book is the way to go. Otherwise, it will be ping pong ball. It's a, you know, that book one should read for our origin. Any other question? Yes?
this book, this GBC, it is resolution very old.
GBC, they made after
this. This is very old resolution.
It's very old.
It's like 20 years old.
Yes.
Now they discuss this again. There is also a book from Uttama Shloka from about Jiva Prabha. So we can, I recommend to read also this
book. Which book is that? After our origin? Sattaputta?
No, no, no. Uttama Shloka.
Huh?
Uttama Shloka.
Uttam Shloka.
Uttama Shloka from disciple Shloka. He made, he wrote a book about Jiva. And he put in many, very good arguments that Jiva never falling in Goloka or Vaikuntha. Because Prabhupada many times mentioned that we cannot fall from spiritual world because the spiritual world is absolutely perfect. So Jiva is emanating from Tatashta Shakti, from Krishna. Krishna's Tatashta Shakti, Manchina energy. And as marginal energy, she can choose. She can choose. So the point is, description doesn't support that Jiva falling from the Goloka or Vaikuntha. Although Prabhupada used many times this going back to God. But this is only preaching strategy. This is not confirmed in the Shastra, in the Sanskrit. I don't agree with this.
Anyway, you have to read for these books, especially GBC, over origin. Because by GBCs, yes? Yeah. All we have to do is get down on the fire. That's all. Okay. Thank you very much. Prasadam. Hello. Srila Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Srila Radha Krishna Chandra ji ki.
Jai.
Srila Gaurinitha ki.
Jai.
Jagannatha Deva Subhadra Devi ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki.
Jai.
Guru Gauranga ki.
Jai.
Gopremanandi.